Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realise your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
In our build-up to this year's London Marathon, every single week, I'm going to be getting top tips. If you are finding it a little bit difficult, you're struggling with your training, well, I'm hoping my guest is going to be able to help you out. Joined now, friend of Radio London, Arj Tiruchelvam. He's the owner and head coach at Performance Physique, to share his top tips and get you right when it comes to training. It's only 4 weeks left, of course, until the London Marathon. Arj, great to have you back on the show. How are you doing, firstly? You there, Arj?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, here he is. Hello, Arj. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for calling me a friend of the show. How are you, Shay?
Well, I'm very well. You know, I think for a lot of people, this last 4 weeks in the lead up to London Marathon, it's going to be really important, isn't it?
Yeah, the 4 week mark really demonstrates that we can still make improvements and we can still make fine tweaks to what we're doing. A lot of people feel like it's gotten too close to make a difference, but now is really the time to act if you're not quite there. That's certainly true.
So what are some of the key elements in this? Let's focus on week one, because you and I are going to be speaking every week, aren't we, in the lead up to London Marathon. And if you're able to, you're going to join me on the day of London Marathon as well.
Oh, yes, I'll be there.
Fantastic,
certainly.
Fantastic. So what are the key aspects that somebody, if they are currently in the midst of training, let's focus firstly, if we can, on individuals, this is their first ever London Marathon. What would you want them to be focused on at this point?
Okay, so it's your first marathon and possibly, you know, you're not necessarily familiar with London. You need to make sure you've looked at the route. It sounds really silly, but the route actually provides you with these mental markers as well as the physical locations, such as the water stations and the fueling stations. These are really important things that, as you become more fatigued, that you are going to become fatigued during that 4 hours, that 4.5 hours, however long it's going to take you. You need to have in the back of your mind, or maybe written on your hand, these important markers to give you a little spurt of motivation and a bit of energy, perhaps. Or I've dropped my energy gel. Don't worry, I know I've got another energy gel available coming up in 2 miles, say.
Got you.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important.
It's interesting that it's kind of like, as you're talking, Arj, I'm thinking of when I first had my driving test and I knew the route and my mum and I practiced it to see what route it was going to be that we were going to go down. And that's what you're referencing here, isn't it? Because it's important to know the streets of London, because, of course, each street that you're going to be running down, it's going to be different.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way. That's brilliant. I'm going to steal that from you, Shay.
Do it, Arj. By all means, do it, mate. And what about those that you would possibly say are more seasoned runners? So they kind of know what to expect at this stage.
Yeah, it's important for those individuals to know whether the fueling stations or water stations are. They do change every now and again. From what I'm aware of, nothing has changed for this year's marathon, but get on the website. But also for those individuals who perhaps are a little bit more experienced with marathon running, don't become blasé with your running and think you can maybe do more mileage suddenly or run for longer. At this point in time, everyone should really have peaked for their longest run either last weekend or this weekend is the final chance to do that long, long run. So even if you're really experienced, don't be tempted to say, oh, I'm going to go and do an extra one in a couple of weeks' time. No, this weekend, cap it off at 2.5 hours or something between 16 and 18 miles. You shouldn't be really doing any more of those long runs now. It's time to start reducing that mileage.
Some people will be surprised by that, though, the fact that you're saying reduce the mileage. I would have thought, and by the way, as you know me, Arj, I'm not a runner, so I really am oblivious to how it works with the marathon and running a marathon. But I would have thought you want to be prepped and ready to go in the lead up. So you want to be trying to get, you know, the extra miles in.
Yeah, it's really about the quality of that mile is. So with 4 weeks, so this is, you know, 4 weeks counting down right now. And therefore, I'm testing effectively how long I can stay on feet for at a slower than marathon pace. And then over the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be working on still having some faster paced running sessions. You know, I'm not talking about anything short. There's still 20 odd kilometers, a half marathon here and there. And also practicing my actual marathon race pace, because in my final week before the marathon, I'm really going to taper down. So I'm going to drop the intensity down a little bit. I'm going to reduce the number of miles. So realistically, we want to be combining improving our aerobic performance, getting ready for our pacing, and finally making sure we're fully recovered by race day.
What about sleep? How important is that at this point to be considering how much sleep you're getting in? Is because that's one thing I think people often overlook. But when we hear from athletes, and even when we speak to individuals like yourself, you always do put sleep as a paramount point of your rest, of getting prepared for this.
Yeah. So sleep is the number one performance enhancer. It is what drives our human growth hormone, our ability to recover physically and obviously mentally. So if you're one of these individuals who perhaps has a shift pattern, that's really, really awkward. Can you start looking ahead at your shifts for the race week and alter them with some friendly colleagues who are going to support you on that journey to maximize the amount of sleep you get? Not everyone does need 8 hours, but we know that if you're working towards 6 to 8 hours, that is definitely preferential. And if you are perhaps on the slightly shorter side of that, can you start getting in some naps? It sounds ridiculous, but you know, if you've got a little toddler who has a nap during the morning, can you try and sleep with them at that time in order to make sure that you're really recovering and giving your muscles the best opportunity to recover?
So how does that work then in terms of like food? Because, you know, some people, they will try different diets throughout the year. But I've always understood whenever I speak to runners and marathon runners, they're very particular and strict on their nutrition. So I prefer to reference that as opposed to calling it a diet, because I think for most runners, it's not a diet. This is the nutrition that they're going to be focused on in these last 4 weeks in the lead up to the London Marathon. That's going to be pivotal, isn't it?
Yeah, really is. And you're entirely correct there in terms of making sure we can maximize our nutrition, because we want to make sure that we're not in a calorie deficit at this point. You know, you don't want to be effectively cutting yourself short on an energy. So you need to make sure you're maintaining weight. You need to make sure that you're consuming enough carbohydrates, and people are often unsure what really is the best foods for a marathoner. Just think about what a toddler likes to eat. It's generally these beige foods, some yeah. sweets, all of those things. That's actually what's going to be really effective for a marathoner. Not all year round, by the way.
Okay, but just for the marathon period, really.
Yeah, exactly. So if you can take on some of these foods to ensure you get enough nutritional recovery, and then when it comes to actually powering your runs, you really must have been making sure that you practice taking on energy gels or energy drinks, whatever suits you, and finding a brand that works best for your stomach. You ideally started 2 weeks ago, but right. if you haven't, you've still got chance to do that now. And there is a particular brand which is sponsoring the London Marathon, so perhaps try their gels as well, because you want to make sure you've got your own gels on you. But if everything goes wrong, maybe you drop an energy gel. At least you know in a couple of miles, there's a station with that energy gel there that you okay. can pick up and use.
For the reference of what we're talking about, other products are available, but as you have mentioned, which one is actually sponsoring London Marathon? Because I think the whole point of this is to provide as much information yeah. as we can. So if someone's thinking, oh, I haven't tried that, maybe I need to, because as you say, it's vitally important. This is a life yeah. source for you whilst you're doing the London Marathon. What is that product?
It's Lucozade Sport.
Right.
So they've got Lucozade Sports drinks. That's the isotonic sport drink, not the sparkly one, you know, which we had as children. And also the Lucozade Energy Gels. They'll have those. I think there's 5 stations around the whole course. And you should definitely make sure that you've tested out some of these whilst you're running, not just sat around the kitchen table.
Why are energy gels so important, Vinaj? Because that's an interesting one. I've seen online kind of some people who really are supportive of it, others who kind of feel it doesn't sit well with them. So I'm quite intrigued by the fact that, as you've yeah. said, you need to find something that works for your body, because they're highly concentrated. They are specific for, you know, when you are doing something like this, like running the marathon. Why are they so important then?
So we need the carbohydrate to convert into to glycogen to be stored in our muscles. We don't need it for any activity which is less than 60 minutes, first of all. So that's a really important thing. For anything above 60 minutes, your ability to exercise, move at that intensity requires some more carbohydrate to come into the body. We've exhausted all our muscular and our stores in our liver as well. Therefore, the only way we can do that is by taking on more carbohydrate. Every kind of substance other than these energy gels and sweets and pure sugar has maybe a bit of fiber, maybe a bit of fat content, and all of that can cause gastrointestinal discomfort, which is the stuff we really don't want to happen on race day. So we basically look at these energy gels and you're looking for something which says glucose or glucose plus fructose on the back. If you're a particularly fast experienced marathoner, you want to go with the glucose plus fructose. If you're a newbie, if this is maybe your first marathon, then something which just says glucose on the back is absolutely fine. And that'll keep topping up your glycogen stores, the amount of energy you have available in your muscles.
So important. I'm so glad you've clarified that, Arj. Is there anything else for week one as we lead into, of course, 4 weeks into London Marathon? At this point, you'd want our listeners to be aware of if they're preparing, getting ready, gearing up for the London Marathon.
Yeah, totally. Make sure you're listening to your body. So if you're sat here right now and thinking, oh, I've got a little niggle or something's just feeling a little bit tight, act now. So you can put a stop to these pains, this tightness, by, as long as it's not a sharp pain or it's something which is getting worse and worse, which you'll need to seek attention from a physiotherapist. But if it's something that you can maybe just implement a bit of mobility, there's loads of mobility sessions online. I have one which, you know, you just go onto YouTube and you type in performance physique and you'll see loads of mobility sessions. Make sure that you're looking after your feet, your calves, and your bum, your glute muscles. And that's something you can start immediately and take right through to race day to ensure you cross that finish line.
Arj, always a pleasure. And you're not going to get bored of me, are you? Because I'm going to have some really, really stupid questions to come in the coming weeks,
mate. Oh, I
love
it. Bring it.
Looking forward to catching up with you this time next week. So how can people get in touch with you with Performance Physique as well?
Yeah, if they go to Instagram, it's performance_physique, or head to performancephysique.co.uk. And like I said, on YouTube, if you just type in Performance Physique, you'll see loads of these free mobility sessions that people can start right now.
Fantastic. So lovely having you on the show, Arj. Speak to you next week, okay?
Thanks again for joining me.
Arj Tirucalvam there, owner and head coach at Performance Physique. It's performance_physique. And if you know someone who's training for London Marathon, I'd really recommend get them to listen back to this part of the show, please. BBC Sounds, type in my name, Sheikh Gutterval. Really important top tips and advice as you are, of course, gearing up for the London Marathon. Right.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget you can find us on Instagram. It's at performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique. Or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.